FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. With events right throughout the year for all the family. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you. Clare FM's Animal Welfare, in association with Pet Shop Discount Warehouse, Ballymailey Business Park, Ennis. Turn off at Junction 14 on the M18.
Frankie Coote, Clare County Dog Wardens with me. Good morning to you, Frankie.
Morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and do appreciate your time as always. Did you enjoy the fair at Spancil Hill?
It started well. I was even talking to Fiona Gary out there, and she asked me, I said, it's a bit early for, but bit early to be given a rundown on when it's just started, but I can't say that I enjoyed it anyway. But I will say, I'll start off by saying that the horses out there, the animals, all animals out there, were in absolutely fantastic condition.
Okay.
Right? Great credit due to the committee, great credit due to the owners, great credit due to everyone. Was a few issues there. We seized one pup, a very young pup, who's inside at the vets at the moment, and he's got conjunctivitis in his eye and may lose his eyesight. It was too young to be away from the mother, and most definitely too young to be at the fair.
So weeks old, I presume?
Weeks. Oh, yeah. Definitely not over 7 weeks. 100% okay. Not over 7 weeks. And very weak and dehydrated now. The pup is doing fine. Unfortunately, there's people looking for that pup back. Now, that won't be happening unless the judge gives it back. But other than that, then, there was an incident there, and there was a pony on a trap. And not a young man now, driving it. And he lost control, knocked over another man, was hitting for two children. When the trap turned over, the pony turned over, the man fell off. And I went in with a couple of other people, and we, as we would call it, tried to rescue the pony, got the pony over, and I was asking people to take it off of the trap, you know, to make sure that the pony was all right, to make sure the man was all right. I was surrounded then by a group of men, and I can safely say not one of them was under 60 years of age.
Okay.
And we're all people from the town and whatever. And I was basically, what would you call it, verbally abused, tripped. And one particular elderly man spit at me a few times and so on. I was shocked, really. No, I'd be well used to it.
Sorry, can I just be clear? Is there anything? Is this going forward towards Gerthie and stuff?
No, because
I don't
want to get. No, there's no.
No, that's fair enough. Just I don't, as you can appreciate, things, I don't want to.
Of course
to
I can, but just say that I was treated roughly out there. And no, the Gardaí did come in, and there was nobody identified or anything like that. No, but it's just a pity, you know, that there was a couple of other little incidents. Then there was a horse found the day after the fair in a drain at the back of the fair.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
And I was drowned. Yeah, and
will there be investigations after that?
Will you try to get a microchip and try to get the owner? And I witnessed one man myself. There's a large crowd there, and the Gardaí were under huge pressure. We found it very hard to get any help out there. And I witnessed a man, definitely, I keep going on about the 60, I'm a 60 myself, pouring drink down a horse's neck down in the corner of it. A young lad brought me down and showed me, and wasn't able to, you know, do anything about it as such. But I have already spoken to the committee this morning, and we're meeting a couple of weeks before it next year. And the committee are going to give us more of a back in there. And I'll also meet with the superintendent and make sure that we have, hopefully, that, you know, we will get. Now, the guards are always brilliant. They're always brilliant. But I could see that we're under huge pressure there. And if you're in an incident in Spancil Hill Fair, very hard to get coverage on a phone. So you would actually need a guard patrolling with you.
And look, you said it already. I mean, you had compliments for the committee, you had compliments for the way that the animals were. Like, this is a large event with a lot of people, the vast majority of whom did absolutely nothing wrong, of course.
No, and I know, like, there's a lot of the travelling community go there, and I want to compliment them, to compliment the travelling community that I met out there. They caused me absolutely no problem. They treated me with the highest respect, and I'm got friends with an awful lot of them, but I want to say that and make it clear that, you know, the settled community weren't as obliging, but the travelling community were very, very good to me and their animals on today.
Okay, and what will, just in terms of coming out of that, is it just to look ahead to next year and try and avoid a repeat?
Next year, and I would think, like, ponies and traps running loose all over the place, you know, riding around. I think the committee will have to get strong on that and stop that, you know.
We
dog show in Clare Castle there, and on Saturday, we had a fantastic day. Really well looked after. Dogs came on the day, and we, as usual, met some wonderful people. There was people there from all over Ireland. It was wonderful. Packed down there. We had a wonderful day. Scarred in, they're a rescue group. They have an open day on Saturday the 1st of July from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. out at Pet Stop Store. That's in the Ballymailey Gart Road. If anyone contacts us, we can tell them about it, you know.
Okay.
And I'd advise people, we're going into the school holidays for the children, so I'd advise people now, like, not to allow their child bring a large dog or a dog that comes under the Dangerous Dog Act out on their own if they're under 16 years of age. And also, the amount of children now that will be bitten because they're active, they're all over the road, just around. Yeah, so keep your dog under control, you know.
Absolutely, indeed, and timely advice as well. You've got one more, go on.
I just want to congratulate the Clare Girls soccer team. And they won the ball at the Gaynor tournament in Limerick. It was on all over the weekend. And Davy Kieran there, the manager, my own daughter Sarah Coates involved, and Rachel Ryan. So well done to them. And it's an All-Ireland trophy brought back here to Clare again, and it is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Frankie Coote, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Clare FM's Animal Welfare, in association with Pet Shop Discount Warehouse, Ballymailey Business Park, Ennis. Turn off at Junction 14 on the M18.
If we only tell you one side, then you're only getting half the news. Both sides, first. Morning Focus on Clare FM.